I'm Phil McDonald with your high school sports report from 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports. Busiest day of the spring on Tuesday. With everybody back from spring break, a lot of baseball, softball, soccer, some track as well. We start in baseball from Tuesday night where St. Joe swept a doubleheader from Benton Harbor. The Bears won the opening game 14-4. St. Joe got two RBIs each from Blake Shadler, Luke Richards, Manuel Villalobos, and Caleb Parrott. St. Joe won the nightcap as well, 19-6. Manuel Villalobos driving in three runs for St. Joe. In the nightcap, Daniel Moore had two RBIs for Benton Harbor in the loss. Also in baseball, in a doubleheader, Michigan Lutheran defeated Heritage Christian in game one, 15-5. Andy Semenek got the win for the Titans, striking out eight over four innings. Jordan Ramirez at the plate with three RBIs. Michigan Lutheran led the second game 6-2 when it was suspended in the fourth inning because of darkness. River Valley and Bridgman split a baseball doubleheader. River Valley won the first game 2-1. The Mustangs scoring once in the first inning and once again in the second. The Bees got a run back in the sixth inning, but the rally fell short. Bridgman, though, came back to win the nightcap 2-1. Actually, they were leading 2-1 in game two. It was postponed in the fifth inning after four and a half innings. River Valley took a 1-0 lead to the top of the third inning. It lasted until the bottom of the fourth when the Bees scored twice. Elsewhere in baseball, Lakeshore lost a single game to Mishawaka Penn, 13-3. Lake Michigan Catholic runs aplenty here, sweeping a doubleheader from Eau Claire. LMC in the first game, 41-1. Catholic won the nightcap, 19-3. Edwardsburg swept a doubleheader from Berrien Springs, 9-7 and 21-6. Buchanan and Coloma had a doubleheader. Buchanan won the first game, 16-6. The second game was suspended because of darkness. Niles lost a single game to Mishawaka Marion, 10-0. Brandywine swept Constantine, 5-1 and 9-2. Dowagiac won a single game over Marcellus, 10-0. Portage Northern swept Three Rivers, 10-4 in both games. On to softball, the defending state champion Coloma Comets, they swept a doubleheader from Buchanan. Coloma won the first game, 1-0. They scored one run in the top of the seventh inning, and that's the game's only run. In the nightcap, Coloma won 10-6. The Comets opening the game with five runs in the first inning. Water Vliet and Hartford split their softball doubleheader. Water Vliet won the first game 15-10. Selena Klimkevich led Water Vliet with five singles, an RBI, and three runs scored. Megan Nelson went 4-for-5 at the plate in a loss for the Indians. Hartford came back to win the nightcap 11-3 with Carly Manning picking up the win in the circle for Hartford. Jalen Galvin went 4-for-4 at the plate. Alex Worley drove in two runs in the loss for Water Vliet, and Selena Klimkevich added an inside-the-park home run for Water Vliet. Bridgman swept a doubleheader from River Valley in softball. Bridgman won the first game 10-1. The Bees scattering 17 hits on the game. Bridgman won the nightcap as well, 8-4. The Bees rallied with three runs in the fourth inning and three more in the fifth to pull it out. Lawrence and Galesburg Augusta split their softball doubleheader. Lawrence won the first game 11-0. Val Norris picking up the win, shutout win in the circle, striking out 14. Galesburg Augusta came back to win the nightcap 18-8. Galesburg Augusta collecting three home runs on the way to the win. Elsewhere in softball, Lakeshore and Edwardsburg split a doubleheader. Lakeshore won the first game 1-0. Edwardsburg took the nightcap 5-4. Lake Michigan Catholic swept his softball doubleheader from Eau Claire 15-0 and 17-1. Cassopolis swept New Buffalo 14-5 and 7-4. Brandywine in the first game of the doubleheader beat Constantine 11-8. In the second game was tied at 8 when it was suspended in the fifth inning. Also in softball, Three Rivers swept Portage Northern 17-4 and 16-5. Sturgis swept Harper Creek 11-1 in both games. On to soccer from Tuesday night. Lakeshore got two goals from Lauren Masterson in a 3-2 win over Vicksburg. Gull Lake defeated St. Joe 4-2. Megan Corby and Mackenzie Horschel each scoring in the loss for St. Joe. Michigan Lutheran got two goals apiece from Ellie Primorano, Evie Claire, and Alexia Tobias in a 6-5 win over Parchment. Kalamazoo Hackett beat Bridgman 2-1. Savannah Tate scoring in the loss for the Bees. Water Vliet was a 6-3 winner over Cassopolis. Victoria Smith finished with four goals and an assist for Water Vliet in the win. Edwardsburg topped Niles 5-3. Hannah Coles scored three goals for the Eddies, three of the five goals. Grace Florkowski scored twice in the loss for the Vikings. Also in soccer, it was Allegan and Portage Northern, ending tied at 1. Kalamazoo Central beat Three Rivers 1-0. Boys track, Lakeshore defeated Mattawan 88-75. First place finishers for the Lancers were Logan Mead in the pole vault, Aiden Ashley in the high jump, Caden Broglen won the long jump, the 100-meter dash, and the 200-meter dash. Cooper Clark was a winner in the 800-meter run. Charlie Ogata won the 3,200-meter run for Lakeshore. Lancers also won the 3,200-meter relay, 800-meter relay, and 400-meter relay. In girls' track, Lakeshore was a winner over Matawan, 85-78. All right, for today, Wednesday, the schedule in soccer includes Lake Michigan Catholic hosting Buchanan at 5 o'clock. Brandywine is at New Buffalo at 6 o'clock. Niles is on the road at Three Rivers at 6. You also have Allegan at Lakeview, Fenville at Otsego. Harper Creek is on the road at Pawpaw. Lawton is at Constantine. Today's baseball schedule for Wednesday, Benton Harbor is at Lawton for a doubleheader starting at 4:30. Fenville's at Allegan. In softball, Niles is at Buchanan. Fenville travels to Allegan. And in tennis, St. Joe entertains Matawan at 4 o'clock. I'm Phil McDonald, 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports and WSJMSports.com, Southwest Michigan's sports station.